Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Kuf Yud Ches, Baba Kama 118, pagination is 235. We'll start from the Mishnah at the top of the page, where the Mishnah describes that a person has money of someone else's, and he's ready to repay. For example, on the third line, Hil Vehemenu, he borrowed money. And the halacha is on the fourth line of the Amud, Lo Yachzer Lo Bamidbar. You're not allowed to return that money that you borrowed when you are in the desert, in a less secure location, so significantly less secure that it's hard for him to take that money and properly guard it. Things are volatile. However, the halacha is that if you return the money to a person who lent it to you in a regular yishuv, a built-up area, he would have to take it at the time that you're returning it, even if it's not the same location as where you borrowed. Now, this is very important to be aware of. The Mechaber in Siman Ayin Dalid, Se'if Aleph, writes, Im Yirtza Hamalva, if the person who lent the money wants, Lo Yikabu Mimenu Acheyagia Li Yishuv, he could reject the money. He could say, this is not called payment until they get to a built-up area, because right now he's in a desert. Because he lent him in a built-up area, and he wants to get paid up in a built-up area. Miu, however, b'chol makom yishuv yachal lekofo lekablu, any place that is built up, he can say, I'm paying up now. Afilu eino makom hamalve v'lo makom halove v'lo makom shehilvehu, even if it's not the place of the person who lent the money, the person who borrowed the money, or where they did the transaction, he can nevertheless catch him and say, here's the money. It's important to know this, because if a person does not want to live with this type of repayment, he would have to structure his loan in a way that he doesn't have to worry about this. Nowadays, if you would lend somebody $100,000, we would have to discuss why, how you're going to structure it that the money gets into the bank. Because, presumably, you don't want to be given just anywhere, even a check, you don't necessarily want to have to deal with as repayment just anywhere that you are. So you're going to want to structure the repayment in a way that's agreeable to you. Also, on the topic of repayment, the second Mishnah on the Amud says, Ha'omer l'chaveru, a person tells his friend, I know that I owed you money, but I don't know if I still owe it. Perhaps I paid back. For example, Hilvisani, I borrowed money from you. Ve'ene yodeya im hechzarti loch im lo hechzarti loch. I don't know for sure if I repaid it or not. He might have on his ledger, I owe you to this person, $100. And it wasn't checked off. Could be he repaid it before Rosh Hashanah to make sure that everything's in order, and he forgot to mark it on his ledger, or it could be he didn't pay back. The other person does not know. Chayiv l'shalem, he's going to be obligated to pay, because what we have over here is a chazaka that he owes. We know that he owes, and we don't know if that owing has changed. And therefore, he has to make good on the chazaka as we know it. Avalim omalo eni yodeya. But if he would say, I don't know if I owe you, im hilvisani, if I borrowed from you. Potter Milishalim, he's going to be absolved of paying. Interestingly, the Gemara revises the Chai of Lishalim that we described and says that even though he's got on his ledger that he once owed the money, the fact that he doesn't know for sure that he paid it back, if the other person doesn't have a claim, doesn't have any record that he owes him the money, then indeed he does not have to pay the money, except Lotzeis Yidei Shamayim, if he wants and he should perhaps fulfill on the ethical grounds, from Mili Dishmaya, from heaven level, then he should pay back because he has on his ledger that he owes it and he does not have the ledger that he paid it back. But in earthly court, that admission is not enough to obligate him because the other person doesn't know anything about it and has no claim against him. Merely the fact that you once owed the money is not enough to obligate. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Hei Se'if Yud, Lo Tavo Adam Ela Me'atzmo Omar. No one claims against him, but he acknowledges, L'chaveru Hilvi Sani, you loaned me money, so at one point I did owe it. Ve'ene Yodeya, and I don't know, Imechzarti Lach, if I paid it up, Potter, he's going to be Potter. Again, we made it a case of a ledger. Maybe it's just memory, and he doesn't remember if he paid it up. If it is a case of a ledger, you have to know how diligent he is to go back and mark it on the ledger. If he wants to fulfill for the sake of heaven, chayiv l'shalem, in this case, he would have to pay, because there's some grounds here that he once owed the money. Avalam amar eini yodei imhil visani. But the second case of the Mishnah, where he's not sure if he borrowed, perhaps he knows that he borrowed from different people, but he can't pin it down. He's not saying, like we have a different case, I know that I borrowed from one of you five. That's not the case. It's just, I don't know if I borrowed from you. Ho'ilu b'lo tevias adam amar kein, since there is no claim against him, and he's unsure also, Potter aflotzesi de shamayim, he's potter even between him and heaven. And essentially what we're framing here as a case is a case that's the equivalent of ones or less, where he says, I can't promise you that I don't owe money, but I have no grounds to say that I do. And therefore, even lotzesi de shamayim, he does not have to pay. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.